Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Colton Gordon gets the ball tonight. He's going to make his second start. ERA. Okay, CG in the building. His ERA. I'm not feeling either one of those yet, man.
Let's go, Big C.
You think? I got it. Here we go, Gordo. Let's go, Gordo.
Went Lizzie McGuire with it, huh?
Yeah. Gordo?
I need Tyler to sell me that Big C one more time.
Let's just do it one more time.
Let's go, Big C!
I don't know. I don't even think you're feeling it.
I like Gordo.
Gordo?
Maybe trying to force this Big C thing at this point.
Big C! I like how he comes down. If you see him on YouTube or Twitch, you can see him. He's coming down from a crouch position. Big C!
Big C!
Gordo and Gordo out there. But no, he gets the ball, and Clint, he's probably going to get the ball maybe every 5-6 days at this point, the way we're looking at it. And we kind of suspected this. We've joked around, but yes, Todd Callis kind of brought this to the forefront on the broadcast, excuse me, the other day, where he said looks like he's going to have season-ending surgery, and he is. He is going to have Tommy John surgery. Hayden Wisniewski said he is going to get that as soon as possible, so he is ruled out for not just this season, but imagine into next season. We'll just see how long that is, but now that means he is up out of this rotation. And Clint, right now, Framber and Hunter Brown, as you just mentioned, have been a great 1-2 punch about the last, you know, 4 starts or so. Obviously, Hunter Brown's been doing it all year. Ronel Blanco has seemed to turn things around a bit, and you're starting to get an understanding of what you get from Ronel. It's going to be probably 5-6 innings of something that should give you a chance.
Yep.
To get it. Like, he had some moments, but he's not getting blown off the mat very often. Lance McCullers, he's still trying to kind of find it. He's involved in this. Whenever Spencer Arrighetti's timetable, I would imagine he's going to come back at some point this season. I'd imagine he's going to come back at some point before the All-Star break. Now, Tyler's crossing his fingers back there. I'd imagine so. I would imagine in the next month, I would hope that he's back. Colton Gordon, who we just talked about, Ryan Gusto's been involved. Then there's some maybes, maybe Luis Garcia. We know he had a setback. Probably wouldn't bet on that. Any words on JP France? I'm not certain. I know. Who did they just call up, Tyler, to be a part of the taxi squad? Let me look it up. I know they just brought Brandon Walter. They just brought up the left-hander. Brandon Walter is going to be on the staff, and he may get him a start coming up soon.
I knew it was a very white name. I just couldn't remember.
BW, he'll be up to be a part of this team. So that looks like some of the options, and I just throw this one out because right now this has become a serious thing. Right, for sure, no more is he luxury Lance. This is a Lance that you got to have. Hell, Spencer Arrighetti, you need to get your ass back and hurry up. Ronel Blanco, they got to have him. Fellas, do you think that the Astros are in a point right now where they need to make a starting pitching move soon? Like, they need to go outside of the organization? We know they waited right to the deadline last year to add Mr. Kikuchi. But do you think they may need to do that sooner or later with where their pitching staff is right now?
Yeah, look, I think I'm betting that when that time comes that they absolutely do.
Think they can hold off a little bit? You don't think they?
Well, yeah,
they
get Spencer Arrighetti back in the fold here, and what is this year? What do we make of Spencer Arrighetti's year? What do you make of whatever action he does see before the deadline comes and goes, and I think that'll tell you a lot. Because if you compare Spencer Arrighetti with what you've already gotten from Framber Valdez and Hunter Brown, you got to feel really good about your chances in a series. You'd like to have, like you said, you run El Blanco as your fourth or Lance McCullers as your fourth. You'd like to have other options there. You'd like to have some more insurance policies there. But the reality is you don't necessarily have to have it, right? If there's somebody else somewhere else that you need at the deadline, you can go get that. So I need to see what Spencer Arrighetti's made of. But if I were betting on it, I'd bet that they get to a place where they need to.
Yeah, when you put it there, if they get Spencer, and Spencer, whenever that comes back, because I think Clint has made a very key point whenever he brings this up and he finally gets over the incident, that this is something where you'd imagine he's not been able to throw. And he's going to have to get his arm, they're going to have to get his arm up to speed to starting, right? And so that's going to probably take a little longer with him. But you got to see what Spencer Arrighetti you're going to get back. Because if Spencer is pitching the way he was towards the end of the season, then, yeah, you can roll with, you know, Ronel and maybe Lance being your fourth and fifth starters, or if Lance takes a step. But to me, outside of that, boy, it does – you seem to be working with potential injury players and Lance McCullers. And then just young guys that I think you may want to avoid getting a lot of run, and Gordon and Gusto in the rotation. So, boy, I don't know if they – we'll see over the next couple of weeks, Clint, but I wonder if Dana Brown's going to have to get maybe a little aggressive earlier to add potentially to his pitching staff.
Well, the good thing is like if it's a ripple effect of Wisniewski – you know, that injury, and it's a ripple effect of, you know, Lance McCullers, you know, maybe looking like he's going to take a little longer. I'm not saying he is. I'm just saying if that's the way the organization feels.
Yeah.
Then you're looking at a mid to lower level starter. You're not looking at a top, you're not looking at some of the moves they've made, the Verlander move they made, you know, back several years ago. You're not looking at that. It'd be nice, but you're not looking at that. You're looking at it's more defined of what exactly you need, I guess is where I was going with that.
Yeah. By the way, the lineup is out, Clint, and we've got a bit of a shift here from the last time we've talked on the air. Pena is continuing to lead off with Paredes hitting second now, and Altuve hitting third, playing second base. I wonder if Jose said, you know what, Skip? I think Paredes would be great hitting in the two spots.
Probably
drop me down to three. With him hitting third, and then Christian Walker hitting fourth. Diaz is the DH tonight with Caratini catching. They are five and six in the order. And then Jake Myers in center field. And then Cam Smith gets a start in right field.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
And Chaz McCormick. And left field. That is the lineup today. Altuve now in the three spot.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I mean, we talked about it before. I like Altuve's free swinging ass lower in the lineup, and especially the way Pena hits it with his speed, and Paredes. He's going to be good wherever you put him, and he's bringing a little pop with that yep. average now. And so, yeah, I'm good with it, man.
Just a note: last time Altuve batted third for the Astros, 2020.
Hell, I don't even remember that.
I didn't either. COVID year. Shout out Will Kunkel for that.
Hell, he'd get to the three spot. That must have had some injuries or something. I mean, that is.
Yeah, that was that weird COVID year, huh?
I was going to say, Springer's on the team. Correa's on the team. And third right there. So that's it behind Colton Gordon as they play the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. So they need to get back on track here and keep this thing rolling after splitting a four-game set with the Rangers. Coming up, as we continue, a report on Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb, who has been an all-pro running back, had that devastating injury two seasons ago for the Browns. There may be a connection with the Texans. We'll discuss what that looks like coming up next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.